Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 25th of January 2026. Today's topic is Sons of God. Our text today is taken from 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 to 8. Verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Verse 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Verse 5. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Verse 6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Our memory verse is taken from 1 John chapter 3 verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We naturally become sons and daughters in the biological family by birth without making any choice as to what family to belong to. However, we can only become part of God's kingdom by choice through genuine experience of salvation offered to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word sons used in the scriptures is a generic word for sons and daughters. As sons of God, he has given us power over sin, as sin is not expected to dwell in our mortal body. God demands absolute obedience from all his sons with regards to abstinence from all appearances of evil. Believers are cleansed from all defilements, consecrated for God's glory, committed to the things of God, and are conscious of heaven. There is still room for you today if you are yet to become one of the sons or daughters of God. Surrender your life to Christ today and be listed among the children of God. Only enlisted children of God will enjoy all the benefits he has made available for the redeemed. Quote for the day: be listed among the children of God. The challenge for today is, surrender your life to Christ. Prayer. Dear Lord, I surrender my life to you in Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.